This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Russia's domestic security agency says it has arrested a U.S. citizen on espionage charges. AP's Zaria Shockley reports.
The Federal Security Service, the top KGB successor agency, said that the American man was detained in Moscow on Friday. The agency said in a statement that he was caught during an espionage operation, but didn't give any details. The state TASS news agency identified the detained man as Paul Whelan. Spying charges carry a prison sentence of up to 20 years in Russia. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow had no immediate comment. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The partial U.S. shutdown drags into a second week, shuttering popular Smithsonian museums and creating hardship among some 800,000 federal workers. VOA's Michael Bowman reports there is no end in sight.
Washington heads into 2019 with the government partially shuttered and not even a whiff of negotiations to reopen it. Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney.
That's it. No more discussions. So the discussions have broken down. We do expect this to go on for a while.
Some movement is expected on Thursday when Democrats take control of the House of Representatives. Congressman-elect Joe Neguse.
We will not only swiftly pass legislation to reopen government, but ensure that government is responsible.
A Democratic spending package is expected to boost overall border security funding, but set aside nothing for a border wall. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is taking the first major step toward launching a widely anticipated campaign for the United States presidency. The Massachusetts Democrat says she's forming an exploratory committee for the 2020 campaign. Warren burst onto the national scene a decade ago during the financial crisis with calls for greater consumer protections and quickly became one of the party's more prominent liberals. This is VOA News. Election officials in Bangladesh say an alliance led by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina won a huge majority in Sunday's election, clearing the way for her to serve a third straight term. Violence between the ruling and opposition parties, which marred campaigns, carried on into Election Day. Ballot counting is underway Monday in Congo's long-delayed presidential election, and while that happens, the internet is cut across the Central African country, apparently to prevent social media speculation about the results. The official numbers will be announced on January 15th, although preliminary results are expected within a week. Sunday's election was marred by disorganization at many polling stations and violence over voter fraud, but that did not deter many Congolese to register their votes. President Joseph Kabila is stepping down after 17 years in power. Retired U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal speaking out against President Donald Trump. The former commander of U.S. troops in Afghanistan told ABC's This Week he takes issue with Mr. Trump's decision to remove about half of the forces in Afghanistan.
I was worried about the confidence of the Afghan people, because at the end of the day, that's what determines who wins in Afghanistan. And I think we probably rocked them. We rocked them in their belief that we are allies that can be counted on.
McChrystal was forced to resign in 2010 after he criticized the Obama administration in the media. Two people are dead after a bomb went off at the entrance of a shopping mall in the southern Philippines. More than two dozen others were wounded. Police later discovered a second bomb that had not detonated in another part of the mall. Electoral authorities in Afghanistan have delayed next year's presidential election by 3 months. It will now be held on July 20th. There is a low threat level and a massive police presence planned for New York City's New Year's Eve celebration on Monday. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
New York police say there are no credible threats to the city's annual New Year's Eve celebration. Deputy Commissioner John Miller says police have access to 1,225 cameras to watch over the crowd, plus, for the first time, an NYPD drone. And the FBI is bringing counter-drone technology.
We've deployed this at most of the major special events from the fall on, and we'll be using it again.
Miller was understandably sparing with the details about how that works. The city is expected to draw more than 1 million people to Times Square for Monday's midnight ball drop. Warren Levinson, New York.
As the biggest crystal ball in the world, the Times Square ball weighs nearly 6 tons, has over 32,000 LEDs, which create 16 million colors and billions of patterns. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati was the first in the world to welcome the new year, followed by New Zealand and Australia. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.